Good evening. Yeah, it is the 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. The president of the French media group Canal Plus has promised that they will increase Cameroonian content on their channels. Jacques Dupuy made the announcement after meeting with the prime minister today in Yaoundé. The minister of territorial administration, Paul Atanganji, has called on traditional rulers to include more women in their councils. 10 Cameroonian bodybuilders will leave the country tomorrow from Manila in the Philippines to compete alongside opponents from 14 countries in the Asia-Pacific Bodybuilding Championships. The news in full. The president of the French media group Canal Plus International has expressed the desire of his enterprise to invest in the production of more Cameroonian contents. Jacques Dupuy was speaking today in Yaoundé during an audience accorded him by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongouté. The Prime Minister equally held discussions today with traditional rulers from Coupe Maningouba Division in the Southwest region. The general state of affairs in the division was the focus of their talks. Christian Che Atam reports.
The French production and distribution outfit for audiovisual contents, Canal Plus, has been present in Cameroon for decades now, providing contents on information, education and sports to viewers across the country. The meeting between the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongouté, and the President of the Canal Plus International Group, Jacques Dupuy, served to review the activities of the group and look into the future. Jacques Dupuy, President, Canal Plus International.
We have a large team here operating in the country, about 150 employees. Many of them are involved in production, in distribution, commercial. I have mentioned to the Prime Minister that we want to go one step further, that we want to invest more in local content. We believe there are a lot of good stories, interesting stories in Cameroon that have not been told. And I'm talking of series and movies primarily. And then we discuss about adjacent investment in certain other businesses which are close to our main business.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongouté, equally met with members of the Coupe Maningouba Chiefs Conference Tuesday. He thanked the chiefs for mobilizing the population to work in synergy with the administration and security forces in order to maintain peace in the area. The Royal Fathers of Coupe Maningouba, for their part, thanked the government for the development drive undertaken in the administrative unit over the past years. Chief Nane Noko Emmanuel, President, Coupe Maningouba Chiefs Conference and Paramount Chief of Bangem.
We are visiting our Prime Minister, first of all, to thank the government, which he is leading, for doing so many good things for us, and also to present him some of the things which plague us, because a man can never be 100% satisfied. While you're having satisfaction this way, sometimes you need other things. That's what has brought us here.
The chiefs of Coupe Maningouba also solicited the government's intervention in ironing out disagreements over the territorial boundaries of the administrative unit. Christian Che Atam, CRTV, The Star Building.
New measures to combat heart diseases in Cameroon have come under review today in Yaoundé. This was during the launch of the NGO Mercy Azumbi Heart Foundation that is focused in the prevention and treatment of heart diseases. The event was chaired by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongouté, in the presence of other government officials. Leslie Magni has the details.
The launch of the foundation this Tuesday was an opportunity for the situation of heart disease in Cameroon to be examined. Representatives of the foundation presented their research on the subject to the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Diongouté, who chaired the event. According to the country representative of the foundation, Dr. Mbam Bole Aleke, the exercise was a step in the right direction.
We are dedicated to promoting healthy hearts. The speeches that were delivered in the hall today, and even the choir sang it all. So our activities in Cameroon are centered mostly on sensitization.
The NGO, which was created in 2008, is coming to Cameroon at a time when heart conditions are in need of more attention, as underlined by Solomon Azombi, husband to the deceased founder of the NGO.
When we realize that cardiovascular diseases account for 1/3 of global deaths in the whole world, we said, okay, we must try to work to ensure that others don't suffer what we suffer.
The Mercy Azombi Heart Foundation has pledged to make a difference in the lives of Cameroonians affected by heart diseases.
The Minister of Territorial Administration has encouraged traditional rulers to include more women in their traditional councils, adding that the presence of women is not meant to replace the men, but to reinforce their work for a better society. Minister Paul Atanganji was speaking in Yaoundé this evening at a national workshop for the mobilization of stakeholders for a systematic inclusion of women notables in traditional chiefdoms in Cameroon, organized by the Association of Women and Girls of the Adamawa, known as AFADA. Trade Minister Luke Magwambanga Tagana has urged parents to purchase their school needs and other household essentials from the trade fair open across the country ahead of the resumption of school. He was speaking while launching the fair at the 23rd May Boulevard in Yaoundé. Details with Clarice Aretaka.
Being able to get school items while at the same time not having to spend even more on other household essentials, such as foodstuff, is the objective of the commercial opening championed by the Ministry of Trade. At the May 20 Boulevard, parents and guardians have the opportunity to shop for their various needs at prices many describe as affordable. With the participation of partner businesses, edibles and non-edibles are on display. By making sure that all the regions of the country are involved, the idea is to promote fair deals, which, according to Trade Chief Luke Magwambanga Tagana, will contribute to maintain social cohesion.
I could call it a competition, a safe competition between the economic operators. It's new and we are evolving. 2 years ago, there was about 3 or 5 economic operators. Today, we are more than 20. And the big progress also, if we have to compare, the price now are dropping because there is a competition.
The exercise falls in line with measures put in place by the government to address concerns attributed to inflation. There are thus calls for wholesalers not to indulge in unorthodox practices, which will defeat the purpose of the initiative.
Clarice Aretakang, the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of public contracts, lauded ongoing structural projects within the Mara 1, 2 and 3 subdivisions. Minister Ibrahim Talba Mala made the assessment after a field evaluation visit to some road projects and edifice under construction, as well as the Mara Reference Hospital, where state-of-the-art medical equipment is being installed. In the following excerpt of an interview selected by Emos Enonya Kedagbo, Minister Ibrahim Talba Mala makes an assessment of day one of his working visit to the Far North region.
All is in progress. As far as the road is concerned, the road of Laf to Magadam is remains something very slight to be done. Inside Palais Polyvalent, this one has started not far. We hope that what they have achieved is correct, and they have to emphasize on the securization of this zone, because the water is strong there, and if we don't do something to protect via the dig and the berge, we will have problem. And now we have reached the hospital here, our total satisfaction, because the building is there. The problem of water and electricity can be solved, and then after the inauguration.
68,000 voters so far have registered in the West region, barely days to the closure of registration. Nook Protus.
At the Elecam offices in Bafoussam, some voters are stopping by to verify that their names are in the registers. So far, 68,000 new voters have been registered across the West region. The West Regional Delegate for Elecam, Abdoulaye Boboe, says they are not yet where they want to be.
The West region has already registered 68,000 new electors. That yields percentage of 85, and we have to register 10,000 more electors in order to reach 100%.
The board member of Elecam for the region, Muhammadu Boubacar, is out on a final mobilization and voter registration tour.
He's on field to supervise the closure of the annual revision, and he is holding dialogue with all election stakeholders in order to improve the performance.
During these remaining days, the youth population of the region will be particularly targeted.
At this period, there are football championships that are organized for youth. The finals are going to be played within this week, and we are using that opportunity to register more electors. And also many political elites have decided to help the young citizens to have their national identity card.
Elecam field teams will also be very active at marketplaces and other designated registration points in the various localities of the West Region. Nook Protus, CRTV, Bafusam.
Out of the country, Nigeria has received 10,000 doses of vaccine to combat pox, making it the first African country to receive a batch amid the current outbreak of the disease that is used to be called monkeypox. The country began the process to secure the vaccine well before it was declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization earlier this month. Nigeria, which has confirmed 40 pox cases this year, says the true number could be more than 700. Now sports. 10 Cameroonian bodybuilding elites will leave the country tomorrow for Manila in the Philippines to take part in the Asia-Pacific Bodybuilding Championships that will feature the participation of 15 countries. Ahead of their departure tomorrow, two brand new cars were handed this afternoon to two Cameroonian elites who emerged as world champions last June in Brazil at the Ministry of Sport and Physical Education by the President of the Cameroon Bodybuilding and Fitness Federation, Achille Balemanya. In more sports news, 11 cycling teams from Europe and Africa are expected to compete in this year's Chantabia Grand Prix that begins on the 1st of October. A ceremony to present the competition took place today at the Hilton Hotel in Yaoundé. It was presided over by Sports and Physical Education Minister Narcisse Muelekumbi. Details with Ben Collins Nyeberwo.
It is the 24th edition of the Grand Prix Cycliste International Chantabia, the competition that began in 2005. The race will take place in two regions of Cameroon, the center and the south, with cyclists expected to compete over five stages. The 2024 cycling tour was presented this Thursday in Yaoundé in the ceremony that was attended by government ministers, members of the diplomatic corps, and guests. It was disclosed that riders from seven African teams and four from Europe will battle to succeed Yassine Hamza from Algeria, who won the 23rd edition last year. Suez Canal Discovery Cycling Team from Egypt, Team Bonneau from France, and Flanders Region Team from Belgium will participate in the race for the first time. Reports say regulars like the Algerian cycling team, Benin, Burkina Faso, Nigeria, Dugla Banska Bystrica team from Slovakia, Club de la Défense from France, plus the two cycling teams from Cameroon are set for the competition. The first lap of the race will take place from Koteng through Nanga Eboku to Minta in the Upper Sanaga Division of the Central Region on October 1, 2024.
Ben Collins Nyeberwo bringing us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashutiku.